Uyazi umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa!
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa pod. I'm Joy Mpande and I'm not alone. I'm joined by... Yes, and if you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up with the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's Music Friday, so of course we start with some music news. Apart from the music that we're hearing, of course, every Friday, right? We all know that a song has dropped today by various artists. We have Tshidi Moholo, who has expressed her grievances regarding her former group, Malaika. She's saying that she wants her backing vocals removed. She's basically fighting with her former band member, Ubongani, who's saying that, fine, you've replaced me, but your replacement is busy singing or miming over my, my vocals, basically. And she's saying she's about to take legal action. I like the fact that you're laughing. What's your chat about, you know,
this story? Will never end. It will never end.
You know, this is just a typical, you know, group, musical group war. I don't even know where to start. Essentially, for me, I just feel like, okay, you are my destiny. It's 2024. Are we really even trying to hear it again? Are we really trying to see them perform? But it's fine. Let everybody eat, right? Family's got to eat. And Ubongani, obviously, when he came into the industry, being a part of Malaika, Malaika is quite a legendary, iconic group. But whether it's really relevant in 2024, that is very much debatable. But if he's trying to like just put some bread on the table, he's got to keep it going and he had to find a replacement. OTD has also been performing. Okay.
Solo,
yes. Mm-hmm. She's kind of like booked and stuff. I mean, I'm seeing, you know, some videos of her posting. I don't know if she's trying to prove that she's booked or if she's really booked. And I mean, we don't know what her booking rates are. But yeah, she's quite upset and she's taking legal action. She's saying that Bongani went and tried to, you know, get some rights over Malaika. And this was like back in the day. Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
Naki Kupanji, from the performance of Saluna Bongani, remove my IP from the backing tracks.
As in your voices, right?
Remove my voice.
Okay.
Remove whatever that I've created. That girl must start from the beginning.
Okay, when you say I'm
the same sweat
created, I didn't understand that part. As in, be specific so that when I
get all the performer, you say the backing tracks.
Yes.
My voice is there.
It's no longer there. After you said I must remove it,
listen,
I removed it.
My voice is there. Even recently, this past Sunday, Nelly performed Makuma Fikin.
Yes.
She was miming on top of my voice.
No.
Yes.
Bruh, can I play you?
No, but anyway, the rest of the stuff, let me leave it. Okay, so,
right? To show that this girl...
Can I just finish?
She's singing, she's not miming.
Can I finish this?
Yeah. Okay.
We are in consultation with my legal team. So there's a step that we are going to take and it's not going to end well.
Well, that's that on that. I really just feel like this is quite an unfortunate ending. It's very unfortunate also that the other group member died quite eons ago also.
Jabu.
Ujabu, you know. I kind of feel like if he was around, they could have kind of sorted it out the right way. And now they have to, like, they're just so upset. It's like, you know, it's like a relationship. Like, you know, when you break up and you forget the love that was there at the beginning.
But what is Goofy saying about this whole matter? Because I think he's been quiet and he's been watching it from the sidelines.
So maybe you're supposed to reach out to him and actually ask him, how about that?
I tried getting hold of him last week. With no luck.
Damn, Goofy, like, can you just reach out onto your phone, something like that? But what do you think? Why do you think he's supposed to be speaking about this matter?
Ke founder career group len.
Yeah.
And all these hits nalimatsoga a Goofy ka tsona. So gore waya thotsi, we don't know. Maybe ke no o motivate o mong gore etsa so. But I wonder why he isn't reaching out to both of them, because kaba ye this circus no.
Yeah, it's exactly that. It's very much a circus. It's very again.
But I know I'm sure like that my 20 years. Or,
dude,
and I come live on my phone on my fin one balwana.
Dude, exactly. Hey, that's another one. Hence, I'm saying this is just a typical group feud. NJ. Oh, we'll see. Fine, we've been like. Can you not just be like Jamali? Do you know how long Jamali has been existing in this?
Jamali is pop stars, right?
Yes, yeah. And they're still performing and they're still all good. Mhlambe ngoba bathanda azavela umunye uyasonta and usonta like everyone. Very much so with this situation. But Malaika, like mhlambe idinga umthandazo this thing.
Khona nale yavela le kuma pop stars. Konje be bayizeni. Njalo sesifikile. Bashayele hits azamba sabuye.
Yeah, man.
That was in 2003, yeah.
And also, Futhi, that's another one. Wait till when you speak about Bongo Muffin, though, that's another one we really need to kind of get in depth with because apparently, allegedly, Usis Tandiswa might be the issue here because I heard from a little birdie.
Ubabambeng scrotum.
Yeah, but you know, see how she's the relevant one? So I think even with Malaika, Matsidiso probably feels like I'm the relevant one. I'm the Beyonce of this group and you cannot continue without me. But I also just feel like, can you just make amends so we can just do, you know, go and tour as Malaika? It's not like we want to hear it anyway. We don't want to hear it. Like, it's like when Skwaza Cam came back with a musical cut, we didn't really want to hear from you guys.
They mustn't like, push that energy to
Mafikizolo. Aye, Mafikizolo is too strong. I will fight for them for sure. They are too strong to even give up, okay? I think they were supposed to be. And remember, Mafikizolo and Malaika back in the day, they were budding hits. They had a feud.
Rivals.
And yeah, they were rivals. And, you know, of course, they stood the test of time. Look at them, still winning, still making hits in 2024. It's not like Baskulela, yeah, Fluli Milanga, Ngalbo. Like, you're not singing like old hits. We want to hear new music, and they've stood the test of time. They've given us Afro beats, they've given us Amapiano. They've like definitely stood the test of time. So shout out to Mafikizolo. Actually, while we're speaking about all these groups that have not been able to stay together without fighting, there are still groups out there that are showing that definitely, you know, if we're gonna mtandazo, if we can just brotherhood, guys, family, angeke slugane, aibo, so faslahlane, basically, right?
Yeah, vele, kumele kube njalo.
Yeah, right. But we got to move on from that, beyond the feuds. We have some unfortunate news that has been reported, that was reported recently on Sunday. Prayers are mounting and well wishes are flooding the timeline for Udeles, the rapper, as you know, a former Jawsy member. This is after his family revealed that he suffered a stroke on his birthday. So we all know, okay, can I be honest? Can I just say something very speculative and, you know, am I even allowed to do that? So my first thought, the first thought that came into my mind when this nigga was said to have suffered a stroke on his birthday, I was like, no, North God.
North God. Yo.
North Godi. North Godi like powder.
Yeah.
You know, that's the first.
Right.
But I mean, of course, I mean, he's in a very unfortunate state right now. And of course, we reached out to an audio that we actually can't play. But a source has revealed to us that he's definitely like in a Lira state back in the day type of thing. He can't speak. He's quite, it's a very, very, very sad situation. When we say, first of all, let's just be honest about how this whole celebrity life is just a facade. We see Abu Makhadzi having to go to Mashonisa just to get to the other side of this world to attend the BETs. We see all these celebrities flashing their cars, flashing Gucci's and Louis Vuitton's, flashing diamonds and listen, all of the lifestyle, you know, only for them to come and say, we need help. And I really wish that was not the case, especially in this kind of a situation. But a source has revealed to us that he's now been moved to a public hospital.
Yo.
Which is okay. So
Lance must help. Lance must help.
Why must Lance help?
Bonke abantu baphuma ku Lance banjanjani ba disarray bo bongane fatsa bo zolo babuyile abu pitch black bonke labantu bo Ishmael no ntato Lance chelete anelitse bana babathu.
I don't think that this is Lance's responsibility. I just feel like sometimes these people get into their own heads and they are not held accountable for their own issues. And we have to just look at the other person as if they're the bad person. And I just feel like in this situation, dude, you are portraying a very lavish lifestyle. Could you not save up for medical emergencies? Fine, maybe the medical, and it's fine. We're all human. Nami angazi, if I drop dead right now, am I gonna be fetched by a helicopter from Netcare, or am I gonna end up at Joburg Jail? I don't know. You know, so you know, it's fine. Like right now, he's at a public hospital and he's being attended to. The machines are working. Apparently, the nurses are also very nice to him, so he can just stay there.
But the food.
You know, this is a moment where I think life humbles you and you have to remember that we're all human beings and your stardom has nothing to do. Like, it can't always upgrade you to like, yeah, it's like, for instance, when Costa Titch, God bless his soul and rest his soul, when he passed away, when he died, the post-mortem, when his family had to get the information, the family had to wait in line like everybody else. Like busupasta bafela. Like you are a human being on this earth and you have to remember that. Yeah, and now life is also reminding Deleuze that, yo, bro.
The all white party say like you should have been saving that money.
I think he will also be able to speak for himself when he's well, and we really wish him well. Honestly, I just hope he kind of gets out of the situation strong as Lyra's comeback. You see how Lyra's out here? She suffered a stroke, but she's very much, you know, excited about life and she's good. So I really hope it's the same with him. And I think when I hear Lyra's story, you know how she's just saying like, yo, like a stroke will definitely humble you. You like going back to being almost like a kid again. And it kind of just really brings perspective. And
look at Stodla Obiang. Like, Anna, point of departure.
El Vovo?
Yo.
Is that a
Vovo? Yeah. Wabon Obiang, like Lucy Waiti.
Yeah. There's Mama, there's Joyce Skefu as well, who's now, you know, she's becoming almost like a preacher.
Doris from Mubango.
You must never. You know, she's also in a very, I guess, positive state, and I think definitely life will humble you, and that's why you must just remain humble from the get-go and not kind of, you know, portray something that you're not. I think the celebrity lifestyle, I don't know where to begin. Like the other day, you know, I was with a certain star and seeing this person having to go to Joburg Jail, it was like, dude, like proper relegated, like from like, you are like the biggest star ever. And now I'm also now protecting the fact that you were actually here. Because I actually could have reported on that story. I'm sorry, guys. I will never give that story because.
No, report on it.
I can't. It would be very like.
You'll be a source.
I could have. You know. Sometimes I forget the power that I have.
You'll be a source.
I could have actually gave the story away and said I'm a source. But that means I'm kind of like reliable too.
Give it to Chisa Live and be the source.
I might do that. Because the person turned against me. Yeah. I'm still contemplating whether I'm an evil person and I need to remember my morals. I'm not. And, you know, you must never let somebody get you out of character. But also, we digress.
Think about your craft.
Exactly. Let's move on from that one. Something that's also been on, a talking point, a big story, is the Miss SA competition that's currently, underway. And, oh, God, help me to not butcher this name. So, there's a contestant by the name of... Chidima? I think it's Chidima. Chidima Adichina. like, again, apologies if I'm not saying it the right way, but she has faced quite a lot of criticism with people questioning whether she's South African or not. Politicians have chimed in, and we're going to play that audio just in a bit. But just for a little bit of a background, of course, when it was top 30, it came to light that, wait, this person's father is Nigerian. So how is this person allowed to compete in the Miss South Africa competition? And of course, you guys are just being haters yet again. But I'm so grateful that there are a lot of people that are also coming to her defense, and more especially with just the facts. Oh, dude, you were born in South Africa. Whether you cannot speak a South African language or not, you were born in South Africa, therefore you are a South African citizen. People was just saying, like, how is this person going to represent us if Papa Kai kele Nigeria? Like, yo, like, all
who,
of these xenophobic comments.
She's hot.
And it's a pageant. Jesus, isn't that what it really is about? Just like beauty.
But my biggest fear is that at some point, I think we are going to have a president from another country. Because there's a lot of things that are happening in this country, like, sort of to divert. Like, Botswana did those guys from Libya.
Mm-hmm.
They were in some military camp
mm-hmm.
under our noses.
Mm-hmm.
Then now this, but so who cares? After all, she was born in Africa. So
she was born in South. Yeah. First of all, we're all Africans.
Yeah.
What in the xenophobia is happening? Two is the fact that, you know, I like the point that was raised, Uguti. If she was actually a white woman, we would have actually never noticed. Because we have so many people in other industries who are representing us.
Mm-mm.
From rugby to cricket to the parliament itself, where people are actually of a different descent, and we've allowed them to represent us, and we cheer them on. And when they win, we're like, yes, this is us. This is South Africa. We're so quick to claim it. We're like, from Nadia Nakai, for instance, she's Zimbabwean.
Yeah, but we understand about Nadia, but just we are waiting for that triumph. Then she's one of us. But if it's something, it's only this beauty pageant.
No.
It has divided the country. It has divided the country. Like, I think it's Minister...
Home Affairs.
It was discovered Jorge Liana, he's from Zimbabwe and he's white.
Yeah, so white people get the upper hand, I guess.
So this thing, this debacle has divided a lot of people.
Yeah. My stance on that is, get over yourself. So this person was born and raised in South Africa, and let her compete. It's Miss South Africa pageant.
Yeah, it's welcome
like,
to GNU.
Are you serious? Are we really going to give this girl a hard time for being pretty? Are we really going to give her a hard time with a whole pageant day? Like, modla.
Let's wait for Gaten, not your statement.
Gaten also, on the other hand, had something to say. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
South Africans, we are being colonized by these illegal foreigners. I'm telling you fact. It's time that you open your eyes. You will have no country left. They can still go back home. You have nowhere to go. This is your country. You don't have any other country. We are allowing these people to come here. They have totally destroyed the township economy.
I've went from being a Gaten stan to kind of being like, my guy, like, what's the chat here? Like, what's really going on? Disappointed in parliament, the mola atamela voleka aten call to have it. I will like a di, mang ko trongo. What's happening here? And for you now to, in a moment where you're really supposed to, you know, kind of put people in their place, and let them support. This lady, you're kind of saying something otherwise. So you know what? All I have to say is everybody must get over themselves. And yeah, that's that on that. Nothing to add. Let's move on from that. So in some other music news, if I can come back to that, because it is New Music Friday after all, Elaine is set to make a musical comeback.
Who's
after
Elaine?
How many? Oh, damn.
Who's Elaine?
Are you serious?
I don't know Elaine.
No, you're lying.
R&B.
As for me, you're the one.
Ima. No, I can't say.
You are not serious.
I can say Elaine.
Wow.
I don't know Elaine.
Well, okay.
Kete babo Jolene, bo Jay, yeah. Wabona bo Chamali.
Yeah, wow.
But Elaine, I don't.
Okay. I'm gonna pretend like there are many of you out there. I'm gonna give you like a brief summary. This is an R&B singer in South Africa. She's quite young. She's 25 this year. And she's given us like two hits or three in the industry. And she was kind of, her career was very promising when she came out. We thought she was gonna go and, you know, be the Tyler.
God. Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, she's had to change teams various times. And then, of course, that's kind of set her back. And now she's only releasing her debut album this year. But she's still very much in high spirits. She's been doing things also behind the scenes. She's been ghostwriting for other artists. And for Women's Month, she is on the Apple Music Alpha playlist, so shout out to her. She's of course alongside Nomfu Ndomo and another pop R&B star, Nanette. So shout out to all those ladies. It is Women's Month, so also, what do we get for Women's Month? Like, what am I gonna get? Like 40, yo.
You get a four-word sentence. Happy Women's Day.
And that's it.
That's it.
I'm just really questioning what all of these things really mean and if people really care. And I think at this point, we clearly are aware that people don't care. But of course, just like a birthday, you must just celebrate yourself. So just like Women's Day and Women's Month, I will just celebrate myself. And I think this is a month for me to also just be selfish. So shout out to me also deciding to make that decision. I'm going to be very selfish, especially with my time. So yeah. I digress. Okay. there's a Netflix film that's coming out, which I'm very excited about. It's called Piano Love, and it's starring Questa and Bunke Mudisele. If we can put notification bell, subscribe, all of that, that's something I'm definitely looking forward to. It's depicting a love story.
Yes.
And it's kind of also speaking of the way Mandla described it. It's kind of, you know, right now, hip-hop is almost as if it's at the back seat, and of course it's Piano to the World right now. That's where we at. Ama Piano has definitely taken over, and of course for rapper Questa, who's obviously a hip-hop artist, can relate. Mm-hmm. Although I feel like he can really tap into all these genres. So this is his acting debut. I am so excited to see how, you know, he fleshed it out.
It's airing on the 23rd, right?
Yes, of August. Okay. So we definitely have something to look forward to watch. Let's have a listen to what Mandla had to say about this.
First of all, for me, you know, definitely for the culture. I had to make something nice and pretty huge for the culture. And obviously, you know, I couldn't find anyone to finance that because it's more of a passion project, a heart project. So as Black Brain, I financed it myself and I sold it to Netflix. That's the first part, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Questa, you know, the decision to take a Questa, who is an iconic mrepa from the township, and Bunche, who understands, they form that culture. Questa is that rapper, you know what I mean, you know, who understands the people, who can speak both Venek and English really, really well. He is from the township. That township kid can definitely relate to Questa. And he understands the journey of music. The biggest challenge was, how do I convert a musician to an actor so that he can hold the story and hold everything? So that was my biggest journey with Questa. But I did that anyway. You know, I had some coaching lessons with him. I guided him through the thing. I took time, you know, to basically just try and squeeze in the emotions, get the emotions out, get the actual essence of the scenes out. And I think he did very, very well. He gave me exactly what I needed. And I mean, a lot of people are going to have something to say pertaining to Questa.
Cool. Notifications definitely on. I'm looking forward to that one. I'll be popping my popcorn. I'll be out there, you know, judging in terms of critiquing firstly the storyline, you know, the acting. I mean, Bontle, have we really seen Bontle acting? I'm not sure.
No.
But I think we've always known that she's kind of...
I know that she's a good dancer.
She's a great dancer. She's a media personality.
No, not great. Good.
Ooh, Angek. I mean, to shut that down, I mean, she did go to, what is this Rockefeller event that happens every time after the Grammys or before?
Not Coachella.
Not Coachella. Whatever. She met Jay-Z, and that's a big deal. And her dancing took her that far. Mm. So whether we like it or not, she's doing great at some point. And she's kind of like the person who made dance quite kind of famous in SA, apart from these young kids who are coming up and kind of doing
Waffles.
But yeah, Waffles, Fuzzy, Uyenzo, Ulichi. Lichi is the one who's taught Tyler how to dance. Lichi is the one who, like, he's in charge of, like, a lot of things that are happening, and now he's overseas. There's a dance studio in Newtown. That's where he used to coach everybody else. But now, of course, as life would have it, you got to move up in life, and he's a great dancer. That one is undeniable. And, of course, we see that with, you know, his proteges. Mm. Everybody who comes out of his studio, out of his camp, can dance. Abu Coachella Randy, Abu Kamu. Yeah, the list goes on. Shout out to them. Shout out to dancers. Shout out to dancers who are doing it well, you know, beyond borders, like Abu Robot Boy. And of course, again, Buntle Modisele. Mm. Yes.
My allegations.
Oh, wow.
Why? Let's not
the shade, my guy, the shade. Moving right along to some rather unfortunate news. So, Upuleng Phofolo. She survived the car crash that claimed the life of Malum Vector and Ulizwi Lokuqala, if I can say that. Mm-hmm. Ulizwi Lokuqala, yes. And director DeMoss. She spoke out recently following that tragic accident that happened in Free State on July 24. And she said, you know what? She's quite traumatized after the ordeal. And she's now recovering at home after being discharged. She basically put out a whole statement to say that, hey, I'm good. Thank you so much for the love. Beyond everything that's been horrific, and it's quite a trying time for her. Her life flashed before her eyes, she said. But she's really grateful to God that, you know, he preserved her life. So I really hope we get more details. I like a surviving story. I don't know what's my obsession about that, but I really feel like I want to know what happened. I want to know, like,
that's going to be a horror.
Were you guys speeding? Like, all the details to that story. And then, of course, it never really comes out. Like, we're still waiting for Shebashit's story.
And Mpo.
And Mpo, Uban.
Mpo from 016 FM.
Oh, yes.
Mpo Sepeng.
I kind of know what's the chat about that, but we're not going to get into that. So I really hope that she speaks out. Also, this is a time for her to kind of like get a little bit of a limelight. You're a rising star. Please tell us your story so we can like give you the attention that you need. Going back into some TV news, however, let's get out of the tragic, more into the exciting stuff. Bonang is back on TV. Whoever thought, and this time around, it is SABC yet again. It is on S3. She's back with a reality show called Bedazzled by Bonang. If you are a bee fan, are we calling her a bee fan? What is it?
Beehive.
No, Beehive is beyond. If you are a Lebonza, a Lebonza fan, then you will know that back in the day, she had a series on YouTube where she used to document her life and her escapades and all of that. And she called it Bedazzled. So beyond her having that show on Mzansi Magic, being Bonang, which did kind of well because till this day was just on some Mogel vibes. And, you know, I think we can never really get enough of Bonang because they've been artists after her who've been struggling to take the throne. Jesus, what's going on?
But just come be like Lebonza, because Lebonza, when you go to Bloemfontein, there's a place called Mabonza. I'll tell it, but go Twitter. They'll tell you what's happening there at Mabonza.
Okay.
It's just next to Cubana, the second avenue. Yeah.
I've got some homework to do.
Yeah.
I've got some homework to do. Okay. But it's just like the official, like Harare Bonza. Like, yeah, like a queen, man. Like, we cannot take that away from her. She's definitely the girl that she thinks that she is. And it's showing that she can always just come back and we will always be hungry because people have been struggling to take her throne. As I say, we've had so many media personalities that have come after her, and yet we still want.
Well, shame, I'm no man longer shoes.
Oh, she was, oh, crap. Yeah, well, you know, yeah. I'm out of that chat. Cut, period. Well, Drip founder, in other news, by the way, Drip founder Likao has set the record straight on reports of his eviction. Zimoja reported that a court application was filed by Waterfall Residence Developments at the Gauteng High Court earlier this year, which corroborated their story, which reported that his ex-wife, as well as his son, were evicted from their home due to failure to pay monthly rentals. And he said, no, this is all just an attempt to divert attention, the public's attention from his Drip's 5-year celebration. But you know what? With Likao right now.
Okay.
And then Kala Guti Angang. Like, you're not texting me back also. So I don't think you're going to really listen to this. But I will always have a soft spot for this man. But, the wife is now speaking out. She had a sit down recently, and I want us to have a listen to what she had to say.
I want this abuse to stop. I am tired of this abuse. I'm tired of being silent. I'm tired of fighting all these battles silently. I go to lawyers. When I go to lawyers, if I pay my lawyer's fee, to him it's nothing, you know? Mm. And at that time, we are struggling. I just want this thing to end. I've been trying to get divorced to this guy. He's dragging.
Yeah, so I don't know who to believe. The lady saying that this guy was abusive. This guy was allegedly... all of these things. And I don't know if he's just putting all these statements out to really protect his name and his brand. Oh, what's true here? But also, there's no smoke without fire.
What's true is that wonke umuntu unenkinga la emhlabeni. And every month, Likao shop yakwalwa. Go Springsgate, akoloti kwethu. So, ningi ngapha boswayilosi. Ningi nje. Ngapha kushona nama manager. So, Likao man. I hung on no tap, but the Bella Timbies would tap with a bowler right on Sesnyama.
Do you? What's Nyama?
Snyama is bad, luck. Bad king, bad omen. Yeah.
Oh,
so I think Transa, I would tap, or no, I say sharp.
Yeah.
Camry di Ferrari, I'm sure DJ will turn or that Rolls Royce. I saw him driving. So
I just wish all these celebrities that are kind of seemingly so close to him and supporting him. I'm talking about the DJ Zintes, I'm talking about the Casper Nyovest.
But Julius, Black Coffee.
Like, can you just sit your man down and say, nigga, what's the chat? Period. Okay.
But it's going to take a new twist. If we're going to leave the abuse more, he's done. Cancel culture will take over.
Konja, who's that other man who his wife was speaking out? He's a businessman. He's a speaker. Vusi Tembagwayo. Yeah, it kind of seems like another story like that, but I really hope it does not end like that. I actually really have a soft spot for Likao, and I really hope that, you know, and biasly so, I just really hope that, you know, he gets out of this, I will call it a slump that he's in. And, you know, I hope good media just comes out. And he's just always having to clean up his name. It's just crazy.
And my friend told me, last month, Karubatlo Ventura into Tombstone Company. My friend owns a Tombstone Company. Mm-hmm. So, but my friend was skeptical. I might not come back alive. Ngoba imali izongibulala.
Speaking of friendship, or rather relationship woes, LaToya Makene kind of officially broke her silence, I would say, on her divorce from Lebuke Eswa. This is her saying that she feels abused by her estranged wife, speaking to the media about their failed marriage. To quote what she said, she's like, the reason most women stay in abusive relationships is due to the fear of being further victimized. Many lose their lives. Lebo is using the media to continue her abuse. She has been going around all the media houses in South Africa, and she can continue as long as she likes. I chose to end our marriage And my only focus right now is my music, which we actually don't want to hear, and my family. I think she must just focus on her family. The music, we really were not waiting for it. We don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear her. I don't want to hear it. We don't want to. Like, we're focusing on Tyler. Little Tyler, I see you. Little Amapiano. What are we really trying to hear from Natoya? Can't you just go back to acting?
Another sad song.
Like, what is happening here? Anyway, it's of course another week where we speak about their traumatic failed marriage yet again. And of course, we're still going to have to talk about it because we're still waiting for the divorce to be final and maybe for their marriage to be annulled, because of course it's a same-sex marriage, so we're not sure if it really is recognized in the court. But yeah, that's that on that.
Record on the toy. No. But we would have been
high. What is the song gonna say? It broke my heart. Like, what is the song gonna say? And you know she's gonna wanna do R&B. And nobody wanna hear that. Honestly. Blondie, like, Jesus, can you just stop your child? What is happening here?
I'm going to go 18. Plus skim,
yes!
Skim some go shopping spree out of Hokkadi eggs.
Really?
Ah, well, I will go skim some.
Okay. Yeah. She must do that.
I've been 18.
Exactly. Well, that's been it for this edition of the Chisa Pod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast review, subscribe for free on Ayono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also follow us, of course, on all social media platforms at Chisa Live. This Chisa Pod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Mpande.
And Khumutum Khanedi.
Until next time, it's goodbye for now.